Good evening, everyone. Decided to start with a story tonight. And if everybody wants to turn to Ephesians 4 while or read the story. The story is told of a young man driving his regular morning route down a main road one cold winter day. It was a very normal morning for him, but what he didn't realize was that was about to change. 15 minutes into his drive, he got a little too comfortable in the vehicle he was driving. It was quiet and got nice and warm, and as he headed up the next hill, he dozed off. Now he was driving in the right lane of the two southbound lanes, separated only by a double yellow line from the single northbound lane. As he topped the hill, the road took a slight right, and the young man did not. He crossed over both lanes and only woke up when he hit the snow on the edge of the road. He instinctively yanked the wheel to the right to try to bring it back up on the road, but that was not going to happen. The van took a slight turn, missing the trees in front of him, and proceeded to bounce along and sideswipe trees along the edge of the woods. The van was finally stopped by a tree about 200 feet from where the young man had left the roadway. He shut off the van and climbed out unharmed. Now, you all know that was me in January, but I decided to... It kind of got me thinking, because, I don't know, I mean, the Lord was definitely in that, because if I would have woke up a split second later, I would have been straight on, head on into the trees instead of sideswiping trees. And so, yeah, you get to thinking, and yeah, life is short, and why did God spare me? I don't know that. I mean, He obviously has a plan for me yet. He has a plan for all of us. Psalms 103:14-6 says, "For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for a man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more." Saying our days are a lot like the grass and the flower of the field. It flourisheth for a while, and then it withereth and bloweth away. And you're remembered for a while, but not for too long. People forget about you. Time moves on. And so what I would like to pull out of that is just if life is short and God has technically spared all of us, I mean, we're all saved, we're all spared. Are we living the way He calls us to? Are we headed where He wants us to? Philippians 3:12-14, Paul's writing, and says, "Not as though I have already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." So he's saying he doesn't count that he has gotten there. He's not there yet. But this one thing he does, he's forgetting those things which are behind, the things that have happened in the past, the past sin, the past struggles, whatever it was. And he's looking forth onto the things that are before, and he's pressing for the mark of the high calling of God. And so, yeah, is that my goal? Is that what I'm doing? Am I pressing toward the mark of the prize for the high calling that we have? And so, as you look in the mirror and judge yourself, if that's what you're doing, what are we going to judge ourselves against? What are we supposed to be doing? What's our life supposed to look like? That takes us to Ephesians 4 there. I'll start reading at verse 17. Ephesians 4, verse 17 there. "This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness, but ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not, let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. I'm going to continue into chapter 5. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no warmonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. So there in Philippians, Paul's talking about putting off the things which are behind and looking forth unto the things that are before us. I think we can compare that with the old and new man. We're putting off the old man. That's what we're putting behind us and we're forgetting about. And we're putting on the new man. That's what we're reaching forth towards. The old man and new man thing, something, I don't know, I always had this idea that you put on the new man when you become a Christian. Like, now you're a new man and you're all ready to go. But that's just sort of the idea I had in the old and new man, and sometimes it felt like I haven't always put on the new man. Like, what happened? But I came to the conclusion last week. I was driving van route and I was just thinking about this topic I was going to share, and I was just trying to figure out what that actually means, and I came to the conclusion that, well, I mean, that's a lifelong thing. I mean, the new man, we're always putting on the new man. We're always working towards that. We have to constantly put off the old man. It's just kind of something I had just kind of became clear to me. What are some of the things? He names a whole bunch of things that we're putting off and we're not doing. The former conversation of the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lusts. We are putting away lying. be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. We're not stealing anymore. No corrupt communication. Let all bitterness, wrath, and anger, and clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Be kind. We'll get into that. Fornication, uncleanness, covetousness, filthiness, foolish talking, jesting, warmonger, unclean person, covetous man. We're putting all that aside. He says, hath any one of these hath no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ. Let no man deceive you with vain words. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Be not unwise, be not drunk with wine. Whole bunch of stuff we're putting off. There's probably many more things that could be added to that list, but that's a whole bunch of things Paul names there that we're putting aside, we're forgetting about. That goes along with the old man, and we're putting him off. The new man we're looking at, because we have not so learned Christ like that. That's not what we have learned. We're being renewed in the spirit of our mind. You put on the new man, which is created in righteousness and true holiness. Speak every man truth with his neighbor. We're going to be angry, but we're not going to sin. We're going to labor working with the hands, the thing which is good, that we may give to him that hath need. We're going to, no corrupt communication, but we're going to say that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. That's a big challenge right there. Sometimes we like to joke around and give a hard time, but we got to watch that it's edifying and upbuilding. Kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. We're going to be followers of God as dear children. Walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for sweet-smelling savor. We were sometimes in darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. We're going to redeem the time that we have. We're going to use the time that we have wisely, because our days are evil. Our days are numbered. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. We're going to give thanks always, submitting ourselves one to another. Those are the things of what we would say the new man looks like, or parts of it there. Galatians 5, 16 to 25. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. These are the things, the old man, some more stuff that we're putting off with the old man. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But what we do want to put on is the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another. So those, yeah, there's kind of what we're looking at as far as what the old man is and what the new man is. And yeah, we all, it's a constant, it says they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. That's a constant battle for all of us, just to keep saying no to that and to walk towards that new man, being that new man. I was kind of, how do we become that new man, or how do we get there? I was going to kind of open that up, see what everybody has to say. We agree that it doesn't just happen, it's a lifelong thing, but how do we get there, or what are we doing to get there? Yeah.
There needs to be some grace on your part as a person growing up, and then on part of everybody else around you. That when they get this right, you're working by a butterfly. And to be different with that. And to acknowledge that's the way it's going to be. It is such a thing of walking in the spirit, but it isn't always apparent, and it's going to be rest available.
Any other thoughts? I think it's, I mean, a lot of prayer and Bible reading, just time spent, is one of the biggest challenge. I mean, for me anyway, just to spend the time and to, I think that's one of the ways we'll grow. And the Holy Spirit is living and working in us. But yeah. Any other thoughts before I close here? If not, Romans 13:11-14 kind of sums up everything I was saying. And that, knowing the time, that is, it is now High time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. Saying again that our time, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. We're running out of time. I mean, our days are numbered. So let us put on Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh. Close with a word of prayer. Dear God, just thank you for this time we have to gather together and to learn and to worship you. And I just pray that you would be with each one of us and myself, and just as we put off the old man and put on the new, because we know our days are numbered and we want to live them for you, and just help us in that daily battle, and just help us to put the effort and the time needed into prayer and Bible reading, and even as brothers here, just help us to challenge each other and grow together, and just pray for your guidance in that area. Just thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.